We're joined in the media center by our funny car number one qualifier, Courtney Force, who used a 3.935 at 327.66 miles per hour yesterday to take the number one spot. Third number one in a row and sixth in the last seven. Talk a little bit about that consistency, regardless of the hot track, cold track, rain, anything.
Yeah, it's been good. I feel like, you know, my crew chiefs have it figured out pretty well so far this season. I'm just really excited to be, you know, driving this advanced auto parts Chevy Camaro funny car. And to be honest, you know, I was hoping we'd get a few more runs to get a little bit more comfortable on this racetrack. But, you know, like I was saying yesterday, the fact that, you know, we thought we were maybe even going to get one shot at getting this car down to the other end and qualifying because of the rain, I was a little nervous. I just wanted a safe A to B run, and they definitely put a great number on the board and put us in that top spot for those 3 points. So it was a big run for Brian Corradi and Dan Hood and for our entire team. I wasn't sure if it was going to stick when we went back out there today. You know, we rolled up there, and obviously we're looking to improve from yesterday's ET, and we ended up dropping a hole down track and, you know, got a little close to the wall, so I had to shut it off, but still managed to hang on to it. Didn't get any bonus points there, but still were able to stay in the top spot. So excited to go into race day tomorrow.
You have confidence, you know, even after, you know, maybe not the perfect run you wanted today, but you stay confident heading in tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, all the drivers are kind of in the same boat. You know, we didn't get as many runs as we would have liked to feel comfortable on this racetrack, but you know, having that one good one makes you feel definitely a lot better and a little bit more confident going into race day. So it's great that we got it down there. Like I said, Q2, or I guess technically Q3 that we were in today, you know, wasn't the run we were looking for, but it got down there most of the way. If we can just fix it up and get it to not drop that hole, I think we'll be okay.
Compare the surface to what was at Dinwiddie, which is also a brand new surface.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was great. I mean, we got it down there, like I said, in that run A to B, and especially, you know, when it's quote-unquote new, and you're not really sure what you're working with, it obviously is a true testament to what they've done here when you can go and put a number like that on the board and to go straight to the top spot on your first pass on the racetrack. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to running it all day tomorrow.
You've raced well the number one spot this year, you know, compared to a lot to win. So do you feel more comfortable racing out of that top spot this year, or is it just a matter of you guys have executed on race day?
You know, to be honest, I mean, it's great being in the top spot for sure. But everything changes on race day, and especially when you only get two runs out there, it's kind of hard. Like I said at the last race, I didn't feel 100% comfortable because we didn't have as many consistent runs throughout qualifying as we would have liked going into race day, and kind of feel the same way about this weekend. But like I said a minute ago, all the drivers are in the same boat. So we just got to get it figured out and stay confident. Feels good that we did have that one great time to know that we were able to outrun the field on that one pass. But, you know, they're going to be coming for us tomorrow, so we'll have to just be on our game and just focus on keeping it consistent.
This is your eighth low qualifier of the season, the record for female racers breaking the tie head with Angel. Think about that.
Didn't know that. That's awesome. I mean, it's honestly my team. It's Brian Corradi and Dan Hood and every single one of my guys that are working on our advanced auto parts car. It's just been really great to be working with them and having their, you know, confidence, and you know, everyone's just getting along great, and we're just keeping each other staying positive. It feels pretty good, but it's definitely the team that I have behind me. That's not something I can take credit for.
In rating what your competition will be tomorrow, rank your dad and Robert Hite.
Well, they're up there in the top half. I'm excited. Their first run out, and they, you know, I think my dad went to the top of the board for a little bit. So, you know, and like I was saying yesterday, you know, a lot of the other teams gave us the confidence to go out there and push our car harder in that first session. But yeah, I mean, dad and his Pete car and Robert in that Auto Club car, they've been running good. So I'm excited, but also nervous because I'm going to have to be possibly competing against them tomorrow. But just feels good to see the JFR cars coming into this race pretty strong. Brittany as well.
Yes.
Minus Clay getting around her, but